to Unstoppable, the podcast, where we dig deep into next level dreams, living intuitively and powerfully. Real talk, sarcasm, the mindset like a boss approach to make your magic happen in today's changing world.
You'll find it all right here, badass.
Now let's get to it with your host and positivity powerhouse, the mindset boss lady, Nicole Eisler.
Yes. Hey there, my friend. Welcome back. We're here for another supercharged episode, of course, of Unstoppable, the podcast. I'm so excited to have you back because this week we are talking about transforming people problems into personal power. Why? Why is this so important? Because if you have ever struggled with people, have you ever struggled with people? Our lives are filled with so many challenges, including other people, right? So all of us have struggled from time to time with things we call personal problems. We give them labels like stress, anxiety, maybe even depression. Self-doubt kicks in. Some people also have dealt with things like addiction, just worries about everything, health, finances, the unknown. I get that one a lot. I'm really worried about the unknown, the future, and society, social media, the news, everything really magnifies more of this stress and more of this pressure, draining away our joy and hope. Oh my God. No, but we do. We hear about all these crime stories and violence, and on the serious side, these economic problems, prejudice, right? These political wars back and forth. And there are really just this unlimited list of so many examples. And we say things like, oh, social media, I can't take it anymore. Oh, it's so negative. And we put this sort of umbrella thing called social media or the media, right? But this all involves people. Because it's all really run by, there are human beings on the other side of the social media that you have showing up now in my social media. I keep it positive, man. Like, there's no negativity in my feed. I don't like it. Snooze. Bye. Right? So we really have to take ownership of that. But most of the problems that, you know, you and I face, hey, I have things too. This isn't, I'm not sitting on some golden mountain over here. I have people as well, right? But it's the relationships with other people and society and all of this stuff wrapped together. Not exactly. I mean, on the surface, yes, it's people. Why can't other people just do what you want them to do? Why can't they just be like you? Why can't they be the way you want, believe in what you believe in, support and honor you and your feelings? Like, why can't people just do the right thing or do the decent thing? Those are things because people, everyone, you, me, and everyone has their own ego system driving their beliefs, driving their decisions and their outlooks, their behaviors. By the way, everyone's right to do that. We all have our own right to have our own view and have our own belief on things. And the words that come out of our mouths, right? All of these things are driven by our own ego systems based on what we've experienced, what we've been conditioned to believe. And really, that's, again, I really believe it's everyone's right to believe in what they believe in. If it's not the same as what I believe in, I can respect that. I don't have to roll with it. I don't have to be around it. I don't have to let it control my life. That's what I want to talk about because the dreamers that I work with and the clients that I work with are like me. They have this great vision for a wonderful world. They want to step out. They want to share something. They want to share their message. They are creatives. They want to influence the world and create some positive improvement in the world, but they are fixated on people, the wrong group of people, maybe the wrong relationships. Maybe they're involved in the wrong relationships, and this is what's continues to create this chaos or conflict, hurt, pain. I hear it every single week from women that come to work with me or they reach out for support and for help. And it's not that their story is not unique, but I hear these stories and they all have the same feel. These women are hurting. They have things they want to be doing. Is this resonating with you? You have things you want to be stepping out. You want to be sharing. You want to be sharing your gifts in a magical way, a way that feels magical and meaningful for you. But the conflict and the chaos and the people and the energy right? And what happens if the people you're fixated on are not a match? What if they don't see your view? They don't get your dream. They don't see where you want to take your life. They don't even understand it. It doesn't make sense. They're telling you it's too hard. It's too weird. It's too out there. Well, that's exactly what we're going to dive into on this week's show. And I will tell you, I have packed this one tons of goodness here. So we're going to go through this really fast. And why? Why also, this is what we're going to cover, why we fixate on other people and the damage it does to your future. You want to know what your future looks like? Look at what you're fixating on right here, right now. And is it enhancing you? Is it building you? Is it moving you forward, or is it holding you back? And is it creating more anxiety, more angst, more fear, right? We're going to look at the external validation and why it's not the answer you're looking for. You're never going to find the answer that you're looking for out there. Why you must honor yourself to stay vibrant, healthy, positive. Let's throw in confident, right? Empowered. The magic is in you, not out there. Why mindset? You know how much I love that word, but it's not just a word. It's a lifestyle. Mindset is a lifestyle, and it is everything. It is understanding the voices in your head, because they are not all you, my friend. And I'm going to cover and share with you 8 signs you have people problems, what you can do to change it, of course, and 3 kinds of supporters to build your dreams so that you really keep them pretty clear. Like, I understand who is who and where they go and how they are helping me. And one of them might surprise you. I'm an all-inclusive. I love including everybody. We're going to keep everybody all in, okay? Now, this is an important topic. I work with clients from all around the world, and one thing that I have never had happen is a client come to me and not have some relationship or some disappointment or something that has happened in their life that involves someone else. It's always there. It's always there. Whether it was when they were 3 years old, 7 years old, it was a teacher at school, it was a parent, it was a sibling, it's a friend they've been with, friends with 20 years and it fell apart. They don't get where they're going. They're growing apart. A spouse, a significant other. There's always people involved in everything that we do. There are people involved. And the craziest thing is, right, is that these statistics, you hear a lot about statistics, and I do. I do a lot of studying around mental illness. What is that? What does that look like? Depression, anxiety, disorders. Not because I do not diagnose. That is not in my practice or my realm, but I do look at things, and I do have a lot of clients come to me that have tried things like traditional therapy and things like that, right? And I look at, my God, 1 in 5 adults, they say, experiences mental illness. 1 in 5. That's 47.6 million people in the U.S. talking about. Now, that's just mental illness. Apparently, there's serious mental illness, right? And I'm not making light of this at all, because to me, this is what I grew up with. My mother has mental illness. She had for many years. She went to, I don't even know how many therapists. There were files upon files upon files my mother filled. And so much so that they actually turned her away. We can't help you. Can you believe that, right? I didn't know anything about it at the time, but this is why I do the work that I do, because I grew up in an environment like that where I had to be the adult at a very young age, and I was taking care of my mother who had depression. I learned that I was not as important as getting her what she needed, not because she said, you're not important, I am, but it was the behavior and it was the things that I was conditioned to believe. Now, by the way, mental illness is really, they consider this anything that affects your mood, thinking, and behavior to the extreme, where you can't function. And growing up in a household where it was so depressing and it was so, everything depended on what she needed. That was the focus. So I really learned to be externally focused. I learned how to think quick on my feet. I taught myself a lot of things. I became very, very independent. Many of the clients I work with, they've learned how to do this as well, right? Now, we all have mental pressure at times. We all have energy and feelings we don't like to think and we don't like to feel from time to time. It's when this really takes over and consumes you, when you're ruminating. Why did they say that? Why did they say that? Why can't they support me? Why is it always this? And then it becomes something that's more of a subconscious thing. There were things I had to unlearn throughout my life that I didn't know I learned. Why do I keep doing this? Why do I feel this way? Why can't I just get it together? Why can't I just take this action step? Why am I, this is a big one, why am I even letting that bother me? And it was always what? Involving someone else. For I spent so many years of my life being very angry about my childhood, the way my mom was, and growing up in that way, until I started to understand and move into the work that I do now. I didn't know what I didn't know, right? So we're really taught through our experiences to become people focused, externally focused. We fixate on other people. Why? Because maybe it kept you safe. Maybe focusing on that abuser kept you safe because you could stay one step ahead. I have that with a lot of clients. It's what they say. We get very fixated on what they say, what they do, right? And again, if you're like me and more sensitive to other people's energy, I am an empath, and I'm sensitive to energy and emotions. It's what I use in my relationships with my clients and helping them go very deep. I understand where they're coming from, right? We feel what they feel. And maybe you even think you are the one feeling someone else's doubt, anxiety. I mean, I felt all the energy growing up in our household. It was so heavy and it was so dark and it was so depressing. But I wanted to be positive. Isn't this, you want to be so happy and positive and free, but you feel limited, trapped, stuck, dark, heavy. Very confusing, right? And if other people don't like what we like, if they don't do what we do, or the way that we do things, if this creates conflict, someone is, and this happens with my clients too, they start getting really empowered and they start getting really excited and they start getting really fired up. And then someone in their life is like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you That's just what it starts to sound like. And they go, oh, you know, I was doing really good, but then my best friend of 20 years doesn't, you know, they don't like what I'm doing, or they think I'm weird. Or I have clients too who start to get really in touch with their empath gifts, and they start, you know, all these things are happening for me. And it is, you're right, it's so magical and it feels amazing. And they want to step out and really learn more about their spiritual gifts and move in that direction. And people in their life just like, you can't do that. You can't say that. I have clients who have messages they want to share with the rest of the world, but they're afraid because when they have stepped out, someone in their life squashed it and said, you can't say that. You can't put that out there. Excuse me? Sure you can. It's your message. It's your belief, right? It's not okay for someone else to tell you what to believe or how to believe. I love putting the power back in my clients' hands because truth is, hey, this is your life. That's what this is all about. This is your life. And of course, this is not a requirement that, you know, we all need to just, like, because everybody wants everybody to get along. We all want this. Everybody just needs to get along. Everyone needs to be equal and the same. And we all just need to believe in the same things. We all need to unite and come together. Yes, I love that. But the truth is, we all have different beliefs and we all have different experiences, and those experiences are what awaken within us what we're here to do. My experiences in my life is what activated my purpose and my passion to help other women fall in love with all of their emotions and actually learn how to love themselves so that their inner child could come out and play, so that they could do what they love and enjoy, so that they could step out and be who they want to be instead of hiding those amazing magical parts of themselves because of things that they were told, things they were taught, things that shut them down. Right? And the truth is, there are tons of distractions all around us all the time, not getting any quieter out in the world, and everything involves other people. This doesn't really help you get what you want if you're fixating on other people and what they want, what they say and what they do, and they're different, and why can't they, and well, all this stuff, right? If you're surrounded by people who frustrate you, or you don't feel like they listen to you, I hear that one a lot, no one listens to me. No one listens to me. They never ask me what I want. I can feel very lonely. Gee, I'm surrounded by people and yet I feel alone. And you may even start to believe that there's no one in the world who gets you. I hear this one all the time from women who feel like no one gets them. They say, I don't have any real friends. Just heard it last week. I don't have any real friends. And I'm telling you, I used to feel that way too. I really thought, like, I must be, I think I'm from Mars or something. I'm from another planet. I thought I was an alien from another planet, because I would say things in certain groups and the people would look at me, that blank thing, like, what? But then, and so I would hide those parts of myself. I wouldn't share. I wouldn't step out and I wouldn't do that. And yet I was having this inner thing like, no, but you have to, right? You have to tell them. You have to get out there. And maybe that's you. You're attending functions, groups, gatherings, people everywhere, but I don't feel connected to anyone, which is why I love building communities so much. It's why I have groups. It's why, you know, we have the Mindset Cafe, where women who have never met before, it just warms my heart, because I used to be that woman who felt like she never fit in, never had anyone, but I do this and I create a group and women will come in and they have never met before and you would think they are just lifelong friends. Happens all the time. And again, this topic, while there are many people who say they're self-made, well, they're self-made. No, they're not. Everybody has had a teacher, a mentor, a friend, a someone who taught them something, right? Supported them along the way. They met people. We all need each other, but not everyone for everything. That's what I'm getting at. Not everyone in your life is going to be a supporter of your dreams and your beliefs and help you be unstoppable in the way that you may be wanting it, but I'm telling you that everyone is there to help you. Most importantly, you absolutely need yourself, 100%. You have to believe in yourself more than anybody else doubts you. You get that? Like, you have to believe in yourself more than anyone else doubts you. That feeling that you have, that thing that pulls your heartstrings, that's for real. That is the real deal. No one can tell you that that's not true. You have to believe in that. That is there for a reason. It's calling you for a reason, right? To know who you are and what you want, and to show up as the real you, the most, like, 100% version of you. When a woman tells me she doesn't have any real friends, I know she's not showing up in her real way. I know it. She's hiding. She's surrounded by people that are not a match. When you start showing up as the real you and you're not hiding anything about yourself, all of a sudden, match person. Whoa, look at my life is full. And you have to understand who your supporters are and who they are not. Now let's talk about seven signs that you may have some people problems, and then we'll talk about those supporters, right? You're more concerned, number one, you're more concerned with what other people are doing than what you can control. Oh, I just want them to do everything I want. Why can't they just do what I want? I just want them to do what I want. Hey, I've fallen into this one. Not on purpose. I wasn't like, let me just control everybody. It was, let me save them from hurting. Let me protect them from falling into the wrong this or going down the wrong path. Let me just take responsibility for everyone and everything to keep everyone and everyone safe. Right? And why? Because I grew up in an environment where it didn't feel safe. I wanted to try to control as much as possible. I did not want to see people hurt. I didn't want to see my mother hurting, but that's all I witnessed growing up. Crying, depression, pain, sadness, her stating disappointment after disappointment. So I grew up learning, like, man, if I could just control everything, if I could just try to keep everybody safe, score, right? No. Number two, you're trying to control other people's decisions and choices. Again, falling into this. You're trying to, hey, let me help you with that. Hey, did you know this? Let me just tell you these 18 million things about that thing you're trying to decide on your own over there. Why? Because we're trying to help. I'm just trying to be helpful. I know, I do it too. I've really worked on it. I'm working on it, right? Number three, you worry more about what other people think than how you feel. So you have this big, beautiful dream. You have these things you want to try. You have new things you want to go out and do. But somebody else, what? What are you doing? That's so weird. Why are you going to do that? Why do you even need to do that? Do you know how much risk is involved with that? Or whatever they throw at you, right? Or people just think I'm crazy. Again, my clients who have stepped out and become mediums, or they've become animal communicators, initially they're like, whoa, everyone's going to think I've gone cray cray. No, not everyone. People who don't get it, but that's okay. I'll talk about them in a minute. Number four, you're spending more time helping other people because either you feel obligated or you're volunteering yourself to take care of their problems, or they call on you and you don't know how to say no because you don't want to let anybody down, or everyone comes at you because you just seem to get everything done, right? Oh, go to her. She gets everything done. She just figures it out. She just seems to get it all in it. And at some point in our lives, we're like, this is good, right? I'm helping. I'm doing some good things. But at one point, it really starts to take over and you're doing more of that. You are overextended into other people's lives and you're focused there more than you are on your own life, your own goals, your own dreams, your own health, what you want, how you want to live, how you want to feel, how you want to think, right? Number five, you believe you cannot be happy because of someone else's energy. If they would just be in a good mood already, then I could be in a good mood. If they would just make this decision, then I could, you know, be relaxed. If they would just like get this thing done, then I can feel better. And it's so your mood, your happiness, your everything is always depending on someone else's decision, behavior, their energy, their mood. Wow, that is so not cool. That is like, I used to get up there, I go, oh my God. All right, let's see how today goes. I hope it's a good one. And nope, because I was fixated on everything around me and everyone around me and taking things personally. Oh, there's a biggie, right? Take things personally. They're in a bad mood. It must be because of me or they're, you know, crabby, whatever. They didn't do that thing. It must be because they're trying to get back, whatever. I had all kinds of things too. Number six, you can't make your own decisions without someone else's approval or validation, meaning a particular person in your life has the power over what you do, if you do it or not, how you need to do it, or they won't approve. I've had clients who are in not great relationships and a lot of that going on, or even, you know, I had a client whose mother was a worrier. She was always afraid to tell her mom her exciting adventure plans, that she loved adventure, but she was afraid to tell her mom because her mom would worry a lot and get very upset. Number seven, we're wrapping up here. You always seek out external validation or approval. So no matter what you're doing, you're like, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Do you like this? Is this good? Do you want to see it? Can I show you this? Give me your feedback. What do you think? You haven't even considered whether you like it or not. Like, let me tell you what, if I do something and I love it, and it's not that this doesn't happen to me, but if I love it, I roll with it because I know that it's coming from my heart and my soul. Like that is, 100% done. That's done. That's what I want, right? And that is what helps you attract your match people. Not everybody's going to like what you do. I can tell you right now, not everybody likes what I do or how I do it. They don't like how I show up, or I was showing up this way and I started to get off track and I started to sit on the fence. I was trying to do both sides of something and then it got really hard for me and really confusing. And all of a sudden I was like, what am I doing? No, this is who I am, right? You step out in that direction and some people go, what's wrong with you? You've really changed. Wow, you just seem kind of like, your way or the highway. Nope, I'm never like, nope, but I am me. And I want other people to honor who they are. And if that's not a match, if we're not a match, that's okay. I can still love you. We're just not a match, right? Number eight, you change your view on things depending on who you're talking to. You don't have a stand of your own. You're like, okay, they like this. I'll like this. No, wait. Oh, I'm over here now. Nope, they like this. Okay, I'll like that. That's what they like. Nope, I got to go back on the other side. And you just go back and forth because I don't want to upset anyone. I don't want to upset anybody. I just want to keep everyone happy. I'll just say what needs to be said to keep everyone happy. Woo, that's a lot of work, sister friend. Here's the hard truth. Not everyone in your life will get where you're headed, as in where you want to go, where you are being called, where you feel the pull, where your soul wants to take you. They won't buy into your dreams. I know that's hard to hear, but not everyone, even the ones you really, really want to, they won't get it. Not everyone will get it. Some will, some won't. They won't buy into your dreams. Worse, some will even step on them. It's true. I know. I've been there. People I really wanted to, please come with me. Please, I'm going to this beautiful, amazing place. I'm working on my dreams. I'm improving my life. I'm growing. I'm learning more about myself. I'm expanding. Nope, can't do that. I don't like that. Why are you doing that? Why would you ever do that? I don't like that. What's wrong with you? Why are you changing? And I have had it happen with clients too. It is part of this process. Why? Because we've been showing up as a version of ourselves, but it's only maybe, what, is it 30% sometimes? Is it 50 there? Is it 70% over here? But then that's a lot of different people you're trying to be in one life. You know, why not just be you 100%? That's what I roll with. And there are three types of supporters for your dreams, and one of them might surprise you here. One is those who don't see your vision, but they support you anyway. Hey, I don't know what you're doing, but you sure seem happy. Roll with it. You love it. Go for it. You got our support. Yay! Then there's those who don't see your vision and they don't support you. Guess what? Yay! Want to know why? Because they will teach you something about yourself. Everyone that ever showed up in my life that pushed back, that rejected, I don't really look at it as rejection, but that was not a match. Everyone that if I started to be more true to myself, I was starting to honor who I am and what I wanted, and suddenly someone in my life was like, what's with you? You're really different. I could really assess wow, I am shifting and we're not a match, and that's okay. It's not about taking it personal, but it's about learning why is that person, what is it activating within you? Right? Like my mom, she wasn't really a supporter of my dreams. She was way too in her own darkness to ever be able to support me. She really, really gave up on me. But you know what? I love her 100% for that, because it activated something in me to want to step out in the world and help other women. Not feel the way my mother felt, not live the way that she lived, not feel that deep, deep suffering, and to continue to perpetually go deeper, deeper, deeper into her story of darkness and how nothing was working out for her. I just couldn't buy into that. I really believe that we live in a universe where everything is always working out for us. I go through my day, everything's always working out for me. I mean, it's just amazing how everything's coming together. Even if I can't see it yet, I know that it's there. I know that everything's coming together. And this is what I want to put forward to you. Even the people who don't support you are helping you. They're helping you get more clear about who you are, what you want, what you don't want. Contrast gives us clarity, right? And the third type of supporter are those who see your vision, they get it, and they walk with you, and they are all in to help you make it happen. And you're damn straight, that's who I am. I am all in. You got a dream and you want to make it happen and you don't know where to begin, or it feels too confusing, it feels too big, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I have these people problems. I don't know how to get past this. Some of the things you said today, Nicole, they really resonate. They're they're pulling on my heart. I'm in. Let's do it. Let's figure it out, right? Because the good news is, for any of my clients, I'm all in to help their dreams. It's literally what I get to do. I help them identify what or who is not working in their life. We create a better energy strategy. We build confidence and independence so that they can create the magical outcomes they want. And I'm in 100%. I am the only person in your life that will be there for you 100%, because that's my agenda, is your agenda. That's it, right? And that's what I do for my clients. My client Janet, it's 100% what happened. She came to me. She had people problems. Stressful people problems. Were breaking her heart people problems. Had no talk of her own dreams or her own vision. It was all about these relationships that were breaking down. And as we started to pull the focus away from them and put the focus on her and why was it so upsetting, and what did she actually want, and what kind of people did she actually want to be around, and how did she want to feel when she was with other people, and we started to really work at that, she started to recognize some other things she wasn't expecting. And she went through a huge, huge transformation, and that actually led her through recognizing that her own relationship, her own marriage, was not what she wanted. And she ended up leaving that marriage, and just not long after that I was like, damn, where's this woman been, right? She's so creative and she's so bright. She has the brightest spirit. And I started to really see her shining through more and more. She wasn't hiding that part of herself to keep her safe, because it wasn't safe for her to be 100% her in her own relationship. And it started to affect other relationships. And so sometimes these people problems become a big distraction to keep us from our own truth, because seeing our own truth is hard to see, right? It's a little hurtful. But I'm happy to say she's made this huge transformation. She just has sent me an update not too long ago, put me in tears, just warmed my heart, bubbled over with all this goodness that she said, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. She's creating artwork. She found a new relationship. She's involved with all these great organizations that really fill up her heart and give her more purpose in her life. And man, that's the stuff, right? That's when you take all of this and you start to build yourself up. You start to put the power in you. You start to ask yourself, and this is, as we wrap up here, a couple of things to sit with. Because how do you transform people problems into personal power? Well, one, you stop fixating on them. They're going to do what they do. They're going to be who they are, and that's their right. And it's not about, well, I just need them to wake up. I just need them to join me. No, they need to be on their journey. They're doing what they do. Focus on you, right? Not like screw everybody else, but get clear. What is most meaningful for you? Know yourself inside and out, what you believe in and what you stand for. Because that's the only way to really show up as 100% you is when you're standing in your own power and you're believing in your own beliefs and you're shining your own light and you're magnifying the magic within you out in the world. You're not hiding it. You're not protecting it. You're not diminishing it. You're not distracting yourself with everybody and everything and what they're doing and taking care of all their stuff, right? So who or what have you been fixated on the most? And how has it been making you feel? What would make you feel better? What do you want for yourself and for your life? Fixate there. Take action there. Guess what? When you're so happy and you're so filled up and you're so bright and shiny and you're just like, wow, man, my life is full. I am so happy. You will have more power, more energy to help others. And it won't be everyone with everything. And you won't feel like someone is holding you back or if there's any of that. Like if it's one thing I've learned in my life, it's nobody was going to give me the happiness that I wanted, the fulfillment that I wanted. I had to give that to myself. And everything that you want comes from you, not to you. And that's why. It's why we can look at everything from a positive. It's why I help my clients transform their people problems into personal power, because everything is on purpose and everyone can help you get where you want to go, whether it's to give you more clarity through contrast, whether it's to support you from afar, or whether it's to dig in, like I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get in there with you to help you get that next level dream. It's all amazing. That's the way I see everything. Everything in life is amazing, right? So and that is all. I will see you next time, my friend. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, badass. Give a click on the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode and visit online at themindsetbosslady.com. Until next time, trust your first feel, not your second thought. You got this, and you are unstoppable.